Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Living Life, a Life View. I am your host, Dr. Veronica Garcia, and today I'm joined by a super special guest in my heart and in my mind and my experience at Life University, Annalise. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I am awesome. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking some of your busy schedule, even though you're closer to finishing, is that correct?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. How exciting. So what quarter are you in? How has been your experience of life?
Oh my gosh. So technically quarter 11, but I'm in that 12th quarter. So I am holding back a little bit just because of lacrosse season. I wanted to really finish out my season. So I kind of took a couple more classes next quarter so I could be here on campus with them. So yeah.
That's awesome. So student athlete, quarter 11 of the chiropractic program.
Yeah.
You did also undergrad here?
Yeah, I came here a month after high school, started my undergrad program in exercise science. And here I am.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And not from Georgia, correct?
Mm-mm, no, I'm from Traverse City, Michigan.
Michigan. How was that change up when you came down here?
In the beginning, I had like the worst heat. Like it was so bad because I came in here for soccer. So we had our preseason in July and I have never experienced anything like that. Ever. Like, there was one practice, they didn't let us on the field because the turf was so hot.
Wow.
And I had never experienced anything like that in my life. So I'm definitely accumulated now that I've been here for 4.5, almost 5 years. Yeah. But I think that was like the biggest thing. I was just, oh my gosh, there's no snow. It's not cold. What am I going to do? But obviously we're good now. So
do you feel like it's going to be easy if you decided to go up north somewhere to readjust?
I think so, because every Christmas, like, we have the lights of life, so that saves me a little bit. But at the same time, I'm like, it's not really Christmas because there's no snow. Like, so I think going back to somewhere with four seasons is definitely what I want to do. But for now, we're just living life.
Living life at Life View.
Yeah. Eh?
So talk to me about your experience as an athlete. You did undergraduate. You mentioned that you came in for soccer, mm-hmm. but you also kind of just mentioned lacrosse, which news to me. Talk to me about that experience as an athlete.
Yeah. So my whole journey, essentially, once I decided I wanted to be a chiropractor, I was like, oh, I'm going to Life. So I kind of decommitted because I was already committed somewhere else for soccer. Mm-hmm. So I had reached out to the soccer coach here and I was like, hey, I'm going to be coming to Life for undergrad. I was already committed somewhere else. I just decommitted because I'm going to be coming here. What are the chances essentially of me coming on the team? Mm-hmm. So I got a scholarship, ended up here, came here for preseason, all that. But my freshman year, my roommate was a lacrosse player. Okay. And what happened was I went to the field with her one day because she wanted to practice. She's like, hey, you're a lefty. And I was like, yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Like, I don't care.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what that means. She goes, no, like, that's really good because, like, we don't have any lefties and you're not that bad. And I was like, she's lying. Like, these girls have been playing lacrosse since they were, like, 10, you know? Like, I played soccer since, like, 3 or 4. I was like, there's no way, like, I'm this good. Like, she's lying. So I met with the coach and she's like, yeah, like, come on. And I was like, oh, this is real. So I joined the lacrosse team my freshman year and I've been, fall was soccer time and spring was lacrosse. So it just worked out perfectly. And like, I have had the best experiences.
So nonchalant, let's just do 2 sports, yeah. An undergrad and a doctorate degree, like nothing, sure.
Yeah.
And also get committed to the student ambassador.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Well, you remember my first recruitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the first recruitment, me trying to do the interviews, I got booted because I must have had a soccer game or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh no, you have to come to all the events. So mm-hmm. I was like,
but then you reapplied.
Then I reapplied and they changed the rules.
That's awesome. Rules are rules, but then when there's circumstances around that need to be changed and exchanged, things happen and we adapt, which is awesome and beautiful.
Yeah.
So talk to me about your experience as a student ambassador. What is student ambassador organization? What does that stand for? I was a student ambassador, but I want to hear from a person that's in it right now.
Well, as you know, we are an extension of the president's office. So we're an organization, we're a group who serves out of the abundance of our own, essentially. We do, our main things are Life Leadership Weekend, tours, graduation. We also host webinars with the admission counselors. So we talk about our experience, but we also like to connect with prospective students. So we're helping them see maybe why or why not this place is a fit for them, because we're not trying to make you come here. That's not our objective at all. Mm-hmm. It's just what's best for you and what are you going to be getting out of this experience? Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. How has becoming a student ambassador impacted your career at Life University, would you say?
Oh, geez. I mean, the connections, the networking, all of that, it's incredible. Mm-hmm. I have board members' numbers in my phone. Like, mm-hmm. You don't go to another school and have your president's phone number in your phone. Like, mm-hmm. that's just not really a normal experience. So being able to have those connections, but also being able to serve and being able to connect with people from all over the world. Like, yes, our school is very diverse, but just multiply that times 100 and it's impacting. Like, it's, I mean, you know the quote with B.J. Palmer, you never know how far-reaching what you think, say, or do today is going to affect the lives of millions tomorrow. And to me, that's just embodies student ambassadors as a whole of we are having such an impact that we don't even realize until you have people coming up to you 10, 15 years later being like, I'm here because of you and thank you. I had someone come up to me last week and were like, hey, like, I was here 3 years ago at my Life Leadership Week. And I was like, oh, I've been here for that long. Like, I've been a student ambassador for that long, but it's so rewarding at the same time because you know that they're going to achieve their goals, mm-hmm. and you did that through yourself too. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. And I could definitely be a reflection of that experience as well. The last time that we were here recording some of the podcast, I was walking up the stairs and a person literally jumped out of her car and she was like, hey. And I was like, yes, how can I help you? And she said, you're the one that gave me my tour and I'm about to graduate the chiropractic program. It was 5 years ago and it just blew my mind.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm exchanging phone numbers with her and she's added me on all the socials. She texted me that same night. Hey, it was so nice to meet you again. And so great to see you. And I was like, wow, it was a tour that it happened to be on my schedule that I happened to have covered,
right.
And it allowed someone to find, you know, their purpose and their goal. And she's now graduating. I believe she graduates this quarter.
Wow.
And it's just so extraordinary.
Yeah.
So congratulations for choosing. And even though you were booted on your first go around, congratulations for stepping up again and saying, hey, this is what I want. Mm-hmm. And this is why I should continue doing so.
Yeah.
So talk to me about your experience as a chiropractic student and being an athlete.
Mm-hmm. I entered the program the quarter we went online.
Wow.
So my first quarter was completely online and that was not at all what I had expected. You know, like I'd been there for 2.5 years dreaming of the day that you step in Dr. Harmon's class and he's pumping music, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And then you get an email. Okay, online, meet online. And you're just like, wow, okay. So I kind of just took it with a grain of salt. And was just like, this is what's for me. This is my journey. This is what's going to happen.
Right.
Being online and then being hybrid allowed a lot of adjustment time for me, mm-hmm. especially being a student athlete. Mm-hmm. It allowed for my coaches to see that my classes were going to be heavier, way heavier than they were before, but I still was committed. Mm-hmm. And I think that with that transition, it was just the most perfect timing, honestly, because if it hadn't been that, I think I would have been way more overwhelmed. And a lot of people always ask, like, how did you do it? Like, you were playing two sports. Mm-hmm. And not to mention that first year when I was in the chiropractic program, they moved our soccer season into the spring, the same time as lacrosse.
Wow.
And a lot of people were like, what are you doing? Like, how are you doing it? Because I was going to 2 or 3 practices a day because we had weights and then we had soccer practice and then I'd go to class and I had lacrosse practice. They're like, what are you doing? Like, how are you doing this? I was like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I just took it day by day. And
exactly.
I mean, through student ambassadors, we learn how to time manage and do all the stuff that we have to do. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Like, I think I literally just took it day by day and I was like, oh, I have a game today or, oh, no, we have to go to something else, you know? Mm-hmm. So just being organized and having the love for what I was doing, because mm-hmm. people ask me like, weren't you drained or did you burn out? Mm-hmm. I was like, at some points, yes. But then I remembered why I was doing it, mm-hmm. because why would I play a sport or why would I make myself do all these hard things if I didn't enjoy it?
Right.
So yes, it was tough, mm-hmm. but it was so much fun and it still is.
That's awesome, Annie. I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited for you. I had the opportunity of you being part of the interviewing people for as you came into the student ambassadors and then mentoring and seeing you grow and knowing now that you're just 3/4 away from graduation.
Yeah.
That's amazing, Annie. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where are you planning to peak?
In the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands. Okay. All right. So sure. Let's just keep expanding it. I love that.
Yeah.
It sounds like you have truly taken the true experience of Life University and ran with it. So that is amazing. Congratulations, Mama.
Thank you.
I wish you so much luck and so much just success that I already know that it's all over you because I can see it.
Thank you.
Ready? All right, Mama. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Good luck finishing up your season.
Thank you.
Good luck in the Netherlands. I want to see all of it. I'll shoot
send you
pictures. Some numbers
I'll, yeah,
there.
I'll send you some pictures.
All righty, guys. We'll see you in the next episode of Living Life, a Life View. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.